Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you may be. Welcome to the Scribe Bud with Janae, the podcast that takes you on a thrilling journey through the enchanting world of books and the art of writing. I'm your host, Janae, and I'm absolutely delighted to have you join me on this exciting adventure. Guess what? I've rebranded! And with this new, I've added a segment to my podcast called The Writer's Talk. This video recorded segment will take you on an exciting journey of the featured artists. You'll learn more about their work and we'll dive deep into their writing world. The video is always ready to be viewed on my channel, Janae Writes Books, which is on YouTube the day after the podcast airs. Also, in each episode, we will go in depth into the captivating realm of literature, exploring the countless facets that make writing such a fascinating and rewarding craft. From the intricate process of crafting compelling characters to the secrets of weaving intricate plot lines, we'll unravel the mysteries of storytelling together. And that's not all. We'll also keep our finger on the pulse of the ever-evolving publishing industry, discussing the latest trends, the most groundbreaking authors, and the books that are making waves on the literary scene. Whether you're an aspiring writer eager to hone your skills, a passionate bookworm always on the hunt for your next favorite read, or simply one who appreciates the timeless magic of a well-told story, this podcast is tailor-made for you. So grab your favorite beverage, find a cozy spot, and let's embark on this exciting journey together. From the do's and don'ts of the writing world to the hidden gems of the literary scene, the Scribe Vibe with Janae is your ultimate guide to navigating the enchanting landscape of books and the written word. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened as we explore the boundless possibilities of storytelling. Without further ado, let's dive in and discover the incredible world of writing together. Welcome to the show. Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of The Scribe Vibe with Janae. Hi, I'm Janae. And today we're diving into a topic that every author, both new and seasoned, needs to master. Book marketing. Did you know that 65% of all book sales are driven by word of mouth? That's right. Despite the rise of digital marketing, nothing beats a good old-fashioned recommendation from a trusted friend or family member. In this episode, we'll explore the ins and outs of understanding your target audience. We'll discuss the importance of knowing your reader demographics, and I'll share some tips on how to research and define your audience effectively. Let's get started. First, let's talk about why understanding your target audience is crucial. Imagine trying to sell a sci-fi thriller to a group of romance readers. It's not going to be successful. Knowing your readers allows you to tailor your market efforts to their interests and preferences, increasing your chances of making a reader demographics plays a significant role in book marketing. Demographics include age, gender, location, educational level, and even reading habits. Understanding these factors can help you create targeted marketing campaigns that resonate with your ideal readers. For instance, if your book appeals to young adults, you might focus on platforms like Instagram and TikTok, where younger audiences are more active. So, How do you go about researching and defining your audience? Here are a few strategies. Analyze your current readers. If you already have a book published, take a look at the readers who have reviewed and commented on your book. What common characteristics do they share? You can use tools like Goodreads and Amazon reviews to gather this information. Number two, use social media analytics. Platforms like Facebook and Instagram or Twitter provide insights into the demographics of your followers. This data can help you understand who is interested in your content and why. Number three, conduct surveys. Create surveys and share them with your email list or social media followers. Ask questions about their reading preferences, favorite genres, and what they look for in a book. This direct feedback can be invaluable. Number four, engage with reader communities. Join online book clubs, forums, and groups related to your genre. Observe the discussion, participate, and take note of the reader's preferences and pain points. This will give you a clearer picture of your target audience. Now that we've covered understanding your target audience, let's move on to building your author platform. This is your base of operations, the place where your readers can find you, learn about you, and stay updated on your latest work. It all starts with creating a professional website and establishing a social media presence. Your website is your digital home. It should be professional, user-friendly, and reflective of your personal brand. Here are a few key elements of your author website you should include. Your homepage. It's a welcoming introduction with a brief bio and a high-quality photo. Your about page. A more detailed biography, including your writing journey, achievements, and a personal touch that helps your readers connect with you. Books page. It's a comprehensive list of your published works with descriptions, purchase links, and reviews. Blog. A space for regular updates, writing tips, book recommendations, or behind-the-scenes content. Blogging can help you engage with your audience and improve your website's SEO. Newsletter sign-up. Encourage visitors to subscribe to your email newsletter for exclusive updates, freebies, and more. In addition to your website, a strong social media presence is essential. Social media platforms allows you to connect with your readers, share updates, and participate in conversations relevant to your genre. Here are a few tips for effectively using social media. Focus on the social media channels where your target audience is most active. For authors, this means Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and increasingly TikTok. Regular posting helps keep you visible and relevant. Create a content calendar to plan your posts in advance. Respond to comments, join discussions, and show appreciation for your followers. Engagement helps build a loyal community around your work. Mix up your posts with a variety of content, book updates, writing tips, personal anecdotes, and behind-the-scenes looks at your writing process. Network with other authors, participate in joint promotions, and engage with your book bloggers and reviewers to expand your reach. With your author platform in place, let's talk about content marketing strategies that can help you attract and retain readers. Content marketing involves creating and sharing valuable, relevant content to attract your target audience. Two effective strategies are blogging and guest posting. And email newsletters. Blogging on your own website allows you to showcase your expertise, share insights, and engage with your audience regularly. Here are a few tips for successful blogging, but whether it's weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly, focus on value. Create content that is valuable for your readers, such as writing tips, book reviews, industry news, and personal stories. SEO optimization. Use relevant keywords to improve your blog's search engine ranking and attract organic guest posting on other blogs or websites is another great way to reach your audiences. Look for blogs that cater to your target audience and pitch them ideas for a guest post. This not only helps you gain exposure, but also builds your credibility as an author. Email newsletters are a powerful tool for building and maintaining a direct readership relationship with your readers. Here's how to make the most of it. Encourage website visitors to sign up for your newsletter by offering freebies such as a short story, a sample chapter, or a writing guide. Share exclusive content, updates on your writing progress, upcoming book releases, and personal insights. Make your readers feel special and appreciated. Send newsletters regularly, but not too frequently. Monthly or bi-monthly newsletters are a good starting point. Ask questions, run polls, and invite readers to reply to your emails. This is a two-way communication that can strengthen your connection with your audience. Another crucial aspect of book marketing is networking and forming partnerships. Building relationships with other authors and industry professionals can open up new opportunities for you and your book. Let's explore how you can connect with other authors and leverage collaborations and cross promotions. Networking with fellow authors can be incredibly beneficial. Here are a few ways to connect. Join writing communities. Participate in online forums, Facebook groups, and local writing groups. These communities offer support, advice, and opportunities to collaborate. Go to book fairs, writing conferences, and author meetups. These events are excellent for networking and learning from others in the industry. Follow and interact with authors on platforms like Twitter and Instagram. Comment on their posts, share their content, and start conversations. Be genuinely supportive of other authors. Promote their books, write reviews, and offer to beta read. Building goodwill can lead to mutually beneficial relationships. Collaborations and cross promotions can significantly expand your reach. Here are some ideas. Partner with other authors to host giveaways. This can attract a larger audience and introduce your book to new readers. Write guest posts for each other's blogs. Not only does this provide fresh content, but this also exposes you to others' audiences. Collaborate on theme anthology with several writers. Each author's audience will likely check out other contributors, expanding your readership. Promote each other's books on your newsletters, on social media, and at events. This helps you reach readers who already trust another author's recommendations. Social media is a powerful tool for authors, but it's essential to use it effectively. Choose the right platforms. Creating engaging content are key to building a strong social media presence. Not all social media platforms are created equal, and not all of them will be a right fit for you. Here's a quick guide to help you choose the right ones. Facebook is great for creating community. Facebook groups and pages allow for in-depth discussions and direct engagement with readers. Twitter is ideal for quick updates and networking with writers and industry professionals. Twitter's real-time nature makes it perfect for joining trending conversations. Instagram is a visual platform that works well for sharing book covers, quotes, behind-the-scenes images, and more. Instagram stories and reels can also be very engaging. TikTok is rapidly growing in popularity among younger readers. TikTok's short form video format is perfect for book trailers, quick reviews, and fun challenges. LinkedIn is best for professional networking and connecting with industry experts. LinkedIn is useful for sharing articles, achievements, and professional updates. Creating engaging content is crucial for keeping your audience interested. Here are some ideas to keep your social media fresh and exciting. Share glimpses of your writing process, your workspace, and your daily routine as book updates. announce new releases, cover reveals, and milestones. Share snippets or teasers from your upcoming books. Interactive posts. Create polls, ask questions, and encourage your followers to share their thoughts. This boosts engagement and fosters a sense of community. Author insights. Share writing tips, favorite books, and personal anecdotes. This helps readers connect with you on a personal level. Live sessions. Host live Q&A sessions, book readings, and interviews with other authors. Live interactions can be very engaging and build a stronger bond with your audience. By effectively networking and forming partnerships and leveraging the power of social media, you can significantly boost your book marketing efforts. Now that you've built your author platform and engaged your audience, it's time to focus on launching your book. A successful book launch can make a significant impact on your book's visibility and sales. Let's dive into some effective strategies, including how to build pre-launch buzz and plan activities for launch day. Pre-launch book buzz building. This period leading up to your book's release is crucial for generating excitement and anticipation. Here are some strategies to build buzz before the big day. Cover reveal. Share your book's cover on social media from your book to give the readers a taste of what's to come. This can be done through blog posts, social media, and your newsletter. ARC reviews. Send out advanced reader copies, or ARCs, to book bloggers, reviewers, and influencers in your genre. Early reviews can help build credibility and anticipation. Pre-order campaign. Encourage readers to pre-order your book. Offer incentives such as exclusive content, signed copies, or entry into a giveaway for those who have pre-ordered your book. Countdown campaign. Create a countdown to your release date on social media. Daily posts with fun facts, character introductions, and snippets can keep your audience engaged. Launch day activities. Launch day is a celebration of all your hard work. Here are some activities to make it more memorable. Host a live event on social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Include readings, Q&A sessions, and giveaways to keep events email blasts. Send a launch day email to your subscribers with all the details about your new book, links to purchase, and any special offers. Post multiple times throughout the day on your social media channels. Use eye-catching graphics, videos, and interactive posts to maximize engagement. If possible, host an in-person events such as book signings, readings, or launch parties at your local bookstore, libraries, or cafes. While organic marketing efforts are essential, paid advertising can give your book an extra boost. Let's explore two of the social media advertising. Amazon ads can be highly effective for reaching readers who are already searching for books in your genre. Here's how to make the most of Amazon advertising. Sponsored products. These ads appear in search results and on product pages. Target specific keywords related to your book to reach potential readers. Sponsored brands. These ads allow you to showcase your brand and a selection of your books. They appear at the top of the search results and can drive traffic to your Amazon author page. Product display ads. These ads target readers based on their interests and browsing behavior. They appear on product detail pages and can help you reach a highly targeted audience. Budgeting and bidding. Start with a modest budget and gradually increase it based on the performance of your ads. Use Amazon's automatic targeting initially, then refine your keywords and bids as you gather data. Social media advertising is another powerful tool for reaching your target audience. Here's how to effectively use social media ads. Facebook and Instagram ads. These platforms offer robust targeting options, allowing you to reach readers based off of demographics, interests, and behaviors. Create visually appealing ads with compelling copy to attract attention. Promote tweets to reach a wider audience. Twitter's real-time nature makes it ideal for promoting time-sensitive content like book launches and special offers. If your target audience is active on Pinterest, consider using promoted pins to reach potential readers. This is especially effective for visually driven genres like cookbooks, crafts, or lifestyle books. Experiment with different ad formats such as image ads, video ads, carousel ads, and story ads. Each format has strengths and can help you achieve different marketing goals. Monitor your performance of your ads on using the analytical tools provided with each platform, adjusting your targeting budget and creative elements based on data to optimize your campaigns. By carefully planning your book launching strategies and leveraging paid advertising, you can maximize the impact of your book's release. In addition to online efforts, public relations and media outreach play a crucial role in getting the word out about your book. By crafting compelling press releases and pitching to journalists and bloggers, you can gain valuable media coverage that can significantly boost your book's visibility. A well-written press release can grab the attention of media outlets and lead feature stories, interviews, and reviews. Here's how to create an effective press release. Craft a catchy and concise headline that summarizes the main news of your release. The first paragraph should include who, what, when, where, and why of your story. Make it engaging and informative. Provide more details in the following paragraphs, including quotes from you or notable figures, background information about your book, and its significance. Include your contact details at the end of the press release, making it easy for journalists to reach out to you for more information. Keep the press release to one page, use a professional tone, and proofread carefully to avoid errors. Once your press release is ready, the next step is to pitch it to journalists and bloggers. Here are some tips for successfully pitching. Identify media outlets, journalists, and bloggers who cover your genre and topics related to your book. Personalize each pitch to each recipient. Write a compelling subject line that encourages your recipient to open your mail. Mention the main hook of your story. Start your email with a personal greeting and brief introduction. Explain why you think your book would be of interest to their audience. Include your press release in the body of the email as an attachment. Make it easy for them to access all the necessary information. If you don't hear back within a week, send out, but be respectful of their time and work. While online marketing is essential, book signings and events provide an opportunity to meet. Here's how to make the most of them. Schedule your book signings and events well in advance. Coordinate with bookstores, libraries, or other venues that host author events. Use your website, social media, email, newsletter, and local media to promote your events. Encourage your readers to attend and bring their friends. During the event, engage with the attendees by reading excerpts, sharing stories behind the book, and answering questions. Personal interaction can leave a lasting impression. Offer a copy of your signed book and personalize them for each reader. This creates a special keepsake and encourages purchases. Consider offering additional merchandise such as bookmarks, posters, and exclusive content to enhance the event experience. Building a strong relationship with local bookstores can lead to ongoing support and promotion of your book. Here's how to cultivate these relationships. Visit local bookstores and introduce yourself to the staff. Leave a copy of your book and information about yourself. Offer to host events. Propose hosting book signings, readings, or workshops at your bookstore. Collaborate with them to plan and promote events. Provide marketing materials. Supply bookstores with posters, bookmarks, and other promotional material to display and distribute to their customers. Stay engaged. regular hosts and support their business. Building a mutually beneficial relationship can lead to ongoing opportunities for collaboration. By leveraging public relations, media outreach, and offline marketing tactics, and reach. After implementing various marketing strategies, it's essential to measure and analyze your results. This allows you to understand what's working and what's not, and how you can improve. Let's discuss key performance indicators, or KPIs, to track and how to adjust your strategies based on data. Tracking the right metrics can provide valuable insight into the effectiveness of your marketing efforts. Here are some KPIs to consider. Sales data. Monitor book sales across different platforms and formats. Look for trends and identify which marketing views and user behavior to understand how visitors interact with your site. Sales data. Monitor book sales across different platforms and formats. Look for trends and identify which marketing activities correspond with spikes in sales. Website traffic. Use tools like Google Analytics to track visits to your website. Pay attention to traffic sources, page views, and user behavior to understand how visitors interact with your site. Email open and click rates. Analyze your email marketing performance by tracking open rates, click-through rates, and conversion rates. This helps you understand how engaging your emails are and how effectively they drive action. Social media engagement. Track likes, shares, comments, and follower growth on your social media channels. High engagement rates indicate that your content resonates with your audience. If you're using paid ads, monitor metrics such as impressions, clicks, and conversion rates. This data can help you assess the return on investment, or ROI, of your advertising campaigns. Once you've gathered data, it's time to analyze it and make adjustments to your strategies. Here's how. Identify patterns. Look for patterns and correlations in your data. For example, if you notice that your book sales increase after certain types of social media posts, focus more on that content. Continuously test different approaches and measure their impact. A/B testing can be particularly useful for email campaigns and ads. Use insights from your KPIs to refine your understanding of your target audience. Adjust your messaging, content, and targeting accordingly. Focus your efforts and budget on strategies that deliver the best results. Don't be afraid to pivot if something isn't working. As we wrap up this episode, let's recap some essential book marketing tactics we've covered. Research and define your readers to tailor your marketing efforts effectively. Create a professional website and establish strong social media presence. Engage your audience through blogging, guest blogging, and email newsletters. Connect with other authors and explore collaborations and cross promotions. Generate pre-launch buzz and plan impactful launch day activity. Write compelling press releases and pitch to journalists and bloggers. Organize book signings, events, and build relationships with local bookstores. Track key performance indicators, or KPIs, and adjust your strategies based on. I would just like to say that I have tried a lot of these suggestions, and while some of them work and some of them don't, it can be scary. I know I'm doing this without a net, just like you, and it's okay. It's okay to be scared to do any of this, to approach people if you're an introvert, or even just to advertise on social media. These can be tough. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But you have to try, not just for your book, but for you. If you want this to be a full-time gig, if you want to be a full-time writer, or even just a successful writer, you have to advertise yourself. And that even includes people who are being traditionally published. They have to advertise themselves as well. And it helps if you have a larger followers it looks good to publishers. They look for those kinds of things. So I just want to let you guys know that I've tried all of these, majority of these tips and tricks, but I've learned some new ones as I've done research for this episode, and I plan on doing a lot more. So put yourself out there. Don't be so afraid. You know, you never know what can happen. Just because you think it might go one way, it might go a completely different way, and it might be the most rewarding thing you've ever done. So put yourself out there, put your work out there, let people read it, don't keep it to yourself forever, put your work out there. I guarantee you're gonna do better than you actually think you are. I am the queen of worst case scenarios, and I have surprised even myself when I've done some of these things, or the majority of these things. For more resources and updates, visit my website at www.JeneeWritesBooks.com. If you're an author or writer interested in joining the show, feel free to reach out to me at JeneeC.com to read my books or support the show. Check out my Patreon at Ream, R-E-A-M, Stories, STORIES.com/ Janae's with an S, Dark Romance. You can join and read all of the books that I have up. I plan on putting all my books, all 8 of my books that I have out. And I plan on putting up merchandise. You can get the highest tier, you can get the lowest tier, but you still, whatever tier you decide to go for, you can still read all my books. So just FYI. And before I go, I want to shout out Deborah Blaine. She was a guest in July, and she had a book out that she was talking about, but she also is a writing coach. And she knows a lot of great stuff. I did a free consultation with her, and
with that, we reached another episode ending. I want to thank my guests for joining me on today, and I want to thank my audience for listening to The Scribe Vibe with Janae. I hope you've gained some invaluable insights and feel inspired to continue your own writing journey. Remember, every episode is packed with tips, tricks, and real-life experiences to help you navigate the writing world and publishing. If you've enjoyed our time together, I'd be thrilled if you take a moment to subscribe to the podcast and my YouTube channel, Janae Writes Books. Leave a comment, rating, like, or a review. Your support means the absolute most to me and helps me continue to bring you the content you love. Plus, it allows me to reach even more aspiring writers and book enthusiasts like yourself. For a wealth of additional resources, including writing prompts, book recommendations, and exclusive content, be sure to visit me at my website, www.JeneeWritesBooks.com. It's your one-stop shop for all things writing and publishing. And hey, if you're an author with a story to tell, I want to hear from you. I'm always on the lookout for incredible guests to feature on the show, whether you're a seasoned pro or a debut author, traditionally published or self-published. If you've got a book you're eager to promote, drop me a line at JeneeC. That's JaneeC as in cat, at JeneeWritesBooks.com with guests in the subject line. Share a bit about your book, your publication journey, and your launch date, and I'll be in touch to discuss the possibility of having you on the show. Remember, the video portion of this episode will air on my channel on YouTube the day after the podcast episode airs on Spotify or wherever you listen to this. That is Janae Writes Books, found on YouTube. Thank you again for being a part of the Scribe Vibe with Janae community. Until next time, keep reading, keep writing, and never stop chasing your literary dreams.